It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
And I tell you what, this is one of those where Coach sends me a message. He is like, we have got to get into the studio, and we've got to get in there tonight. So,
we
Coach, you give it.
Out the DJ that was in here
I know.
Screaming and yelling, running down the hallway, mad as heck. But you know what? This is too big. We can't wait till Wednesday. We had to get in. Nick Champ is coming up from the USRSS.
Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach is proudly presented by Pinnacle Racing. Now is the perfect time to get into a new boot from Pinnacle Racing. I've been skating and racing on Pinnacle since 2008, and for me, there is no other choice. From the fit, the durability, the performance, the customer service, nothing beats a Pinnacle. Pinnacle boots are what's on the feet of our country's top skaters, and they can be on your feet too. So here's what you want to do. Check out PinnacleRacing.com. Reach out to Jimmy Blair. You can see all the options available from stock to custom. Jimmy can even send you a casting kit, or better yet, you look for Jimmy at a race or a skate meet. And trust me, he's a plenty of those. He's going to give you and your feet the attention you deserve. Plus, Jimmy is doing some incredible things with the look of the skates. He did Transformers-themed skates for me, and the possibilities are limitless for what he can do for you. I'm talking totally personalized skates. Once you're at PinnacleRacing.com and you see what he can do, I'm telling you, you're going to start drooling, okay? I already have like 5 ideas for what I want to do next. The equipment truly is important in skating. Get yourself the best. Inline boots, quad boots, cycling shoes, you name it, Jimmy Blair and Pinnacle Racing. PinnacleRacing.com. It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
And, of course, proudly presented by Pinnacle Racing. You probably had a chance to meet up with Jimmy at the Spring Fling. Find him, PinnacleRacing.com. Find us anywhere you access your podcasts. You can go to our Podomatic page to search for Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. We're on iTunes, again, wherever you get your podcasts. And this one is extremely important, Coach.
Absolutely. We have Nick Champer from USRSS on the line with us today, and we are going to be talking about the American Championships. I'm so excited, Nick.
It's pretty cool. It's going to be great.
Let's get right into it. Let's dig in, and let's get all the nitty-gritty stuff out of the way. Do we have dates lined up yet? I know that there was battling around a bunch of different dates. What are the dates as of right now that we know that they're going to happen?
Well, our dates for U.S. Roller Speed Skating, American Roller Speed Skating Championships are now sponsored by Comcast. The dates are June 15th through June 18th, 2018.
Oh, I got them booked. They're in my calendar. I am locked out. Plane's ready to go. I'm so excited. Wait a minute. You just said sponsored by Comcast?
You're 100% accurate.
Oh, my gosh. This is like a national sponsor.
This is a national sponsor. We've got cool things going on. So, we've got things that have never been done before going on.
Oh, let's get into it. What are we looking forward to this year at the championships? I'm going to practice here when I get out of this studio, and I want to be able to say to my skaters, you're going to the championships for this reason.
Well, the reasons, this American Championships sponsored by Comcast, they are going to be at Xfinity Roller Sports Arena, located in Olympic City, USA, as other people like to call it, Colorado Springs, Colorado. What we have done, we've got 11 age divisions. We anticipate over 300 athletes racing. Men and women, quads, inlines. The big part is Comcast Races Champions. You're going to skate your regular divisions.
Okay.
You win. We have Race of Champions with cash purses, with real prize purses.
Okay, so you race your regular division, and then you're going to take, is it going to be just the winner of the division, or is it going to be the top two from the division?
Well, here you go. Top three placements from the 14, 15, 16-year-old division will qualify. The top four placements for the 17, 18, 19-year-old division will qualify. And the top five placements, 20 to 29, will qualify. And the top three placements, 30 and older, they're going to qualify.
A
15 racers total.
Okay.
Men and women.
Okay. And now do they go into one grand championships, basically?
Well, we broke this down into three races. There's going to be a 5,000-meter race, a 1,000-meter race, and a 300-meter race.
Holy smokes. And the prize money, what kind of prize money are we looking at?
Well, let's say about the races first.
Okay.
5,000 meters is going to be a rolling start elimination race, last man out.
Okay.
1,000 meter race is going to be heated. Each winner is going to advance to the final along with the next four fastest times advancing to the final. Then a 300 meter, top two winners of each heat are going to qualify to the finals, three heats. Prize purse, first place, $2,500.
Wow.
Second place, $1,500. Third place, $1,000. That's men and women.
Oh, my goodness.
$10,000 total.
Wow. So basically, I mean, anybody that's going out there, if you know in the truest of your hearts, you're putting the work in and you're training, I mean, everybody's got a shot at winning this. It's just a matter of who's going to get there and who's going to be those champions that make it to this final race and walk out with that prize money. But realistically, the person walking out of there in third place, getting the third place prize money, is still going to probably pay for the championships right there, just in that prize money.
It's unheard of, and it's something that it hasn't been, you've never seen this before.
Well, you know, I've heard about it in bigger races, like, you know, in the big marathons overseas and stuff like that, where there's a cash prize payout. But I've never heard of it in a local competition, with the exception of maybe like an elimination race or something. I know some of the invitationals that have prize money or whatever, but never at a championship. So, I mean, this is totally amazing. On top of the medals.
Well, on top of the medals. This is. You know, years ago, this is something I would have loved to have seen, and it's taken a lot of work to get where we are at right now.
Okay. And what are we looking at as far as, like, so Xfinity is involved, and Xfinity is obviously, Comcast, they're a television company. So,
correct.
Are they going to be providing any other resources for the championships?
Well, we've got a few things we're still working on, but what I can tell you right now is, we have streaming of the American Championship sponsored by Comcast, and it's free.
Okay.
So if Grandma and Grandpa, they want to watch, you know, they want to watch the kids skate, it's there. Log in.
Okay.
We also, these championships will be, they'll be videos. And if you're in a Comcast market, the production, it'll be licensed. It'll be branded with Comcast, so your local market can pick it up and play it on their local cable channels.
Now, is that going to be like the entire championships will be recorded and available to be played on Comcast, or will they actually post production, cut it down to a series or a show?
It's going to be post production on linear television, so it's something they won't have to pay for. It'll be. You know, if you can get it in your market, if you got Comcast in your market or a subsidiary of Comcast,
mm-hmm.
you know, but those guys are always looking for content. So we're helping create content for those guys,
gotcha.
And it boosts our sports. It gives us visibility in places we've never had before.
Well, and that's the thing is we've been talking. You know, I've been talking for years about how do you advertise. I mean, how do we go about getting this out there? And you know, I've even looked into the local PBS channel here in town about getting them to come out and film skaters or whatever, a local event, just to get it on the TV so people in the community sees it and gain more exposure when you're on television. And now this is going to be on an actual network. It's going to, you know, it's going to be on a cable channel of Comcast.
How many
people are we talking about? I mean, how many viewers does Comcast have?
Well, I don't know exactly their market count, but they've got a lot of markets, and they've got a lot of partnership markets all over the country. I know out of Florida they've got them. I know in Philadelphia that they've got them.
Okay.
I know that, you know, California, Texas, I'm a Comcast market here in Lexington, Kentucky.
Right. Well, I know we have Comcast here, so.
It'll be made available, and you know, your local Comcast, they're going to play it.
So the film that they're going to be using to cut this down, to post this down or whatever, there's got to be cameras available for them to see it. I mean, what are we talking about? Because I know according to the rules with the USRSS, that there's supposed to be video replay for the officials so that they can actually go back and critique themselves if there's a questionable call. They don't want to leave it up to the officials to truly make that decision if it's a questionable call. They want to make sure that they have concrete information so that the athletes are getting the best call possible. So
correct. And what we're dealing with here is in Xfinity Roller Sports Arena, they have replay systems built in to their facility. The Comcast deal is set up completely separate from the internal cameras for replays.
I gotcha. So they'll have a completely separate camera for the replay positioning.
Correct. They have three cameras. As I recall, they've got three cameras that they're going to get to toy around with.
Okay. And those will be in fixed positions? And those will be in fixed positions or?
They are PTZ cameras. They absolutely have operators.
Oh, wow. So I've always made this comment that, you know, in NASCAR, these cars are going 200 plus miles an hour, and you can see a little bug stuck on the radiator. And in the past, you know, I've had a lot of family members that may have watched the competition. I've even watched competitions overseas where my sons went and traveled overseas, and I get to watch it or whatever on a live feed on the internet. And sometimes, you know, that live feed might be grainy and you can't see, you know, you're hoping to make out the uniform or something like that. Are these feeds going to be like high def? Are we talking where people are going to be able to see the skaters and know who that skater is by looking at them?
We have we were in Colorado Springs in early January, and they spent time videoing I guess you want to call it an interclub meet. They had like 80 or 90 racers, and so they've got their act together on how they're going to video. The video production is going to be done by ISPN, and that stands for Ingram Sports Programming Network.
Okay.
He's got pretty cool toys.
So there's a lot of miscommunication, I think. I've had several conversations with people over the time, and when I ask people the questions about the championships coming up, they have a comment to me about that. Are you talking about the RSA? And this isn't the RSA, correct?
This is not the RSA. We're a true nonprofit which falls under the IHA, which is the Inline Hockey Association, and we fall under them. And we are U.S. Roller Speed Skating. We are a 100% profit and athlete driven, athlete forward. This is what we're about. We're about athletes and the success of athletes.
So anybody that's making the comment or they make the statement of, oh, so you're talking about the RSA thing. So the RSA has nothing to do with it is what you're telling me.
The RSA has essentially nothing to do with it. Because of our bylaws with IHA, the executive director, who is Jim McMahon, also serves as the secretary of U.S. Roller Speed Skating, because of the nonprofit status.
Oh, I gotcha. So we're basically piggybacking off of RSA for the non-sponsorship situation, but it's its own entity, its own subsidiary of RSA.
Not exactly. It is. It falls under the Inline Hockey Association.
Okay.
It's really difficult to become a nonprofit. It's you know, when people talk about being a nonprofit, there's some challenges. It takes some time. It takes some experience, and it takes a lot of money.
Okay. I got you. Is there anything else that you can add as far as, like, prices? I mean, what can we expect to pay? I have several athletes as well as big families that are going, and, you know, the cost of going to a championships or a big meet are usually always a factor on whether families can make it or not, and this is obviously going to be in Colorado Springs at the Xfinity Arena. So I'm just curious, do you have costs down yet as far as what people can expect to pay when they fill out their entry form?
There are, if you skate all 11 events, we're working with a max cap of $350.
And that's per person?
That will not include the Comcast Race of Champions. That's something that's separate.
Okay.
You know, if you're fortunate to qualify for the Race of Champions, there is a fee involved with it.
Okay.
If you qualify in one of those 15 positions, There's a $100 entry fee to racing the Race of Champions. That's covering officials. That's covering a lot of things that are important to what we do.
Okay.
It's serious business.
Yeah, it sounds very cool.
Figure skating, quad races, and inline races, all the relays, 11 total events, you're looking at a max of $350.
Wow. I can tell you that I had, just in my son's entries, I had twice to three times as much as that. And I know that I've talked with several families in previous years going, you know, to big competitions and whatnot. And you know, that's a big factor is, you know, families dumping out $2,500, you know, for a competition. And
yes.
And you still got to travel. You know, you got to travel. You got to pay for hotels. You got to feed yourself.
Those are all things that, you know, we've worked diligently. You know, there's a group of nine of us, mm-hmm. who have spent a lot of time, you know, knocking on doors, and not only knocking on doors, but you got to understand we're less than a year old.
Yeah.
You know, this coming May we will be a year old, and there's been a tremendous amount of work that's gone into this, and keeping the athlete's perspective has been our top priority.
Well,
the way that I'm involved in this is it has to be athlete first in the story. And if it's not, you know, I told them I'd be done, and I'd go to my boat, spend time with my boat. I don't need the aggravation. But this is what we're committed to, and it's pretty impressive how far it's come.
It's absolutely amazing as far as just in the growth that I've seen since its start and since its inception. I'm not going to shield that from anybody. My team has a charter with both USARS and USRSS. We have athletes that have competed in invitationals on both sides. We've had athletes that have competed in league meets on both sides. I have athletes that are planning to go to outdoor nationals, indoor nationals, and the championships. So I'm a supporter of skating in general. I don't pick sides. I pick skaters.
That could be.
And I support skaters and what they want to do and what they choose to do. And I'm always trying to encourage them to get the most that they can get. You know, the Spring Fling was just this last weekend, you know, and the Spring Fling was a great event because it was a one fee. And everybody got to race every race that they could possibly race for one low fee. And it was an amazing opportunity to get a lot of racing in for a cheap amount of price and still get a great experience and not, you know, nickel and dime a la carte and somebody for every race. And I really thought that was a great thing. And this cap sounds like it's going to basically kind of do the same thing. It's going to give athletes an opportunity to maximize what all they compete in. Because they won't have to be hamstringed on the, I don't think I can afford to get, you know, I can't afford to race everything.
Pick and choose. And, you know, we want kids to race. We want to introduce kids to speed skate.
Yeah.
We want this to grow. It's, you gotta be fair to yourselves. If you want to see this succeed, if you love the sport, and I will tell you, I love the sport. I've been around the sport my entire life. It is. I haven't had any kind of a charter since 1993, and I'm in little old Lexington, Kentucky, and we started a brand new team with you know, one skater, and now there's 23 skaters in a short time.
Yeah, and you guys have been competing in the Midwest Point Series, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I've seen some of the skaters there, and they're all looking great. I mean, everybody's came a long way. Did you guys get... Oh, I think it was the other new team. The other was CRC or something like that. Got Rob Campbell to come over and do an invitation or a clinic with them. I think that was the other team.
That's probably them. We haven't done that yet. We've got enough irons in the fire right now that there's a lot going on.
Sure. Well, again, seeing the growth of the USRSS. This championships, man. I'll tell you what. I'm super excited to find out how this is going to turn out, because I think that this is a game changer for the sport. I mean, I've been listening for the last 5 years to people complain about what needs to happen, and it sounds like you guys are hitting, you know, you're hitting the all the nails right on the head of what needs to happen for a great championships to take place.
Well, our championships, they're going to be different. They're going to be fun. You know, we're going to have a great time. It's a great venue. It's a beautiful city, and for those of you who have been to Colorado Springs, who've been who've been to the bank track, it's a great place to go.
And there's great, isn't there great amenities as far as extra stuff for a family that's going out there? They can kind of turn it into a mini vacation and see some stuff. I know that I've heard Denise talk a lot about different things that you can actually see while you're out there. Are you familiar with some of the amenities?
I'm familiar with the city. Let's just say Colorado Springs and I spent some time together, and you know we've done Pikes Peak and we've done the Springs. We've done Garden of the Gods and Old Colorado City and Air Force Academy. It's a great place to visit. It's a great place to take your family.
Yeah, I just seen a photo of Jarrett Paul out there at the, you know, the ODN track, and he had a really cool skyline in the background. It was an absolute amazing photo, and I thought to myself, to be able to see that up close and in person, you know, I'm super excited for that experience. I think that, you know, aside from the skating, it sounds like it's just going to be a really great atmosphere to be around, a lot of positivity and get into the nature, I think, up there in the mountains. I'm super excited myself.
It's a beautiful area. I know that June the 14th is the official practice day. I know the floor is, I believe the floor is 85 by 180. It's a massive floor. It's a beautiful venue.
Okay. And then, so obviously with Comcast, you guys have corporate sponsorships, and I know that you guys are tirelessly out there punching the pavement and trying to draw in, you know, new attractions and new people. So if, let's say I have a Fortune 500 company, and I'm like, you know what, this USRSS is pretty cool. I think I would like to maybe get involved. If I'm a corporation, how do I go about getting involved and working with you guys?
Well, we are definitely knocking on doors. And if corporate partners, they're looking to spend some sponsorship money on athletes, they can pick up the telephone and call me directly, or they can catch me, they can shoot me an email, and I will put the email to the correct people.
Okay, and we'll make sure we get all your information. We'll get that on the website available to people so that they can get a hold of you if there's any other corporate sponsorships out there.
Yeah. I know there's some booths, some trade show style booths that are available for rent, and I know that there are, I believe they're doing, I know there's a bunch of food trucks that are coming for the American Championships as well, so there's going to be a whole food truck scene out there as well.
Well, I'm into taco trucks, so hopefully there's a taco truck.
Taco truck was amazing.
Get in line early. Beat Coach to the tacos that day. He's going to miss some of his athletes because he's going to be in line for the tacos.
What's the nacho cheese on your lips, Coach?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I tell you what, they had a taco truck, and I was there. This meet that I was at started at like 7 o'clock in the morning, and the taco truck showed up at like 7:30, and, well, the taco guy and I became friends.
Well, you can eat tacos all day as far as I'm concerned. That's a breakfast, lunch,
breakfast
and dinner.
Yeah, breakfast tacos.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, he had breakfast tacos. It was great.
When it's one of these meets, we're up at 4 anyway, so it's technically 7:30 for a skater's lunchtime.
That's right.
So let's go ahead and have the tacos. I tell you, this really does sound like a fantastic time, and what we'll do is we'll make sure we have all the contact info, so if you are a corporation or have some money that you would like to sponsor, you can check out our Facebook and get to the right people. But skaters, make your plans and be there for this, as it's going to be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and the entry forms are coming out when?
Entry forms should be out at the end of the month.
Okay.
I know there's a brochure that went out, and it should be in skate centers across the country by the end of the month with these registration brochures and registration forms.
Loving it. Great.
Perfect. Well, I tell you what, we can't wait. We'll have to have you back as we get closer to continue to talk about this and get the hype and excitement up for this. There's a lot there already.
Yes.
We'll continue to talk about this as we get a bit closer.
$10,000 cash prize.
I know, that's amazing.
$10,000 cash prize. 5,000 men, 5,000 women.
You know what? I just got to thinking about it. Every competition where there has been cash prizes, a lot of times the women get cheated. Like, you know, it'd be like 7,000 went to the men and 3,000 went to the women, and the women's part of the event, they typically don't get as much as the men's side because maybe they have less numbers, and it goes by a number basis. And you're saying that's not the case. It is an equal
split.
That's
not the case. This is $5,000 for the men, $5,000 for the women.
And that's exactly how it should be.
That's exactly right.
I like that. This is
exactly how it should be.
This is absolutely perfect. So, again, we'll touch base as we get a bit closer. You can just go to our Facebook. Contact either one of us, Boomer or Coach Chris. Contact anyone. We'll get you all the info that you need, and we can't wait to see you basically, what, March, April, May, June, 3 months from now.
It's going to be here so fast.
Right around the corner.
Exactly.
And then there's going to be athletes leaving ready to spend some money.
Exactly, because they will get that cash in that pocket. It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
Skate fast.
And turn left.